We're here in Abidjan because 2 years ago, the courts here allowed a chap called Claude Guérou to stop us paying out the compensation monies to our 30,000 clients. For the last 2 years, we've been battling with him to try and make sure our clients get paid. Only 23,000 of them have so far had their money. 6,000 still yet to be paid. For 18 months, nothing has happened. So we're extremely wary that the money has now disappeared. So we're here today to meet with government officials, government ministers, to try and make sure that criminal investigations are laid to ensure the money is found and that those who have been responsible for taking it are brought properly to book.
Now, that money that remained, about 4 billion CFA, what, about £6 million, where is that and what's happened to it?
What happened was that as a part of the deal, unfortunately, we were forced into doing a deal with Guérou because the Court of Appeal here basically insisted on the money being transferred to him. So we had to do a deal to try and make the best of a very bad job. And part of the deal was that when we reached the point of 23,000, the remaining money would be transferred for him to finish off the payments, the 6,000. Since that transfer, not a single penny has been paid out. So we know the money was paid from our bank account with Societe Generale to a local bank here called Access Bank. We do not now know where the money has gone. That's what we've asked the police to investigate, and we are being assured that they will be going in there and checking where the money is.
If that money has completely vanished, does that mean that those victims will never see any money?
Well, we will be looking to hold to account all those who have been involved, whether the bank's been involved, whether other people, Monsieur Guérou himself, whoever may have been involved. We do not intend to let this rest until our people get their money.
And the suspicion is that under the previous government and the previous regime, formerly, that there was an initiative to try and get this money and use it, embezzle it for other purposes.
Well, it seems clear that Monsieur Guérou is very unlikely to be acting on his own. He was a pretty small beer chap. We knew a bit about him. He worked with us on that from time to time. So we would be amazed if he was on his own. And we think probably that there were some serious players behind him within the Abidjan world. And we hope that the police will get at them and get to the truth as to exactly what's happened.
And for the moment, the police aren't sure where he is. And there are a number of legal processes that now started against him.
Yes, what we've been here to do is we've met with various government ministers and with the head of police, and we're optimistic that they will then start the manoeuvres to, one, chase the money, two, find Monsieur Guérou, three, look behind to see exactly who was working with him, who helped him to do this, and four, investigate the inexplicable decisions of the judiciary that started this whole process off. The Ministry of Justice has assured us that he will investigate to see why these decisions were made.